My name is Do It All Dupre Kelly. Pay strict attention to what I say because I choose my words carefully and I never repeat myself.
Today we're going to talk about several things, but let's start obviously with the new single off your forthcoming album titled Brenda's Son. The single is called Keep the Faith, and it's really interesting because it features Mayor Raz Baraka doing something outside the realm of politics, poetry. Tell us how that collaboration came to be and why you decided to release the single now.
Well, I mean, I've known Raz, you know, since he was an activist. And Mayor Baraka has always been an incredible poet. He's always been in the poetry scene and the arts and culture scene around Newark, New Jersey. And he released an album, you know, recently, a poetry album. And when he was having a listening party for his album with Jerry Wonder, the great Jerry Wonder from the Fugees fame, after that listening party, we went and ate dinner at a Degas Lounge in Newark, New Jersey. And while we were sitting there, we were just chopping it up, reminiscing about a bunch of old things. And he just said, yo, dude, we need to do something together. And I was like, well, I got a studio right downtown Newark. Let's do it now. And I was just joking. And he told the security detail. He said, come on, let's do it. Let's go. And this was like 12 o'clock in the morning, you know? So we went to the studio. I let him listen to what I was working on because, you know, hip hop gets a bad rap a lot of times. And I never want to jeopardize his status and what he means to Newark, New Jersey. So even though he said, let's do something together, I wanted him to hear the project first, to hear what it was about. So he wouldn't be putting himself in any harm's way for people to say anything, or I just wanted to protect him as our mayor of Newark, New Jersey. And he heard the album, he loved it. And we didn't record anything that night because he was going to do something in San Francisco the next morning. He called me when he was coming back from San Francisco and said, it's done. It just was a testament to his work ethic. As soon as this man landed, the mayor of our city, who loves art, who's an incredible artist, he came to my studio right downtown Newark, and we did the project, man, and we called it Keep the Faith. You know, in our city, you know how our city is, Newark, New Jersey. We're unlike any other city, and, you know, it was just the right energy to let people know that we're still with them musically and beyond, and for everybody just to keep the faith through all of the struggles we're going through. And this was pre-pandemic.
And that touches on my next question. I know you've been sitting on this music for a while now, and with us still in the midst of this pandemic, the city is still not fully reopened. What was your thought process in saying, okay, release it now?
Well, my thought process was that, you know, when I ran for councilman at large in the city of Newark, New Jersey, and I learned a lot. One thing that my fans said as a hip hop artist, they were like, we love all of the things that you're doing in the community. We really appreciate that. But we want to hear some music. Let's get back to the music. And I said, okay, you know, I've been in the game over 25 years with Lords of the Underground, had great success. And I wanted to make sure that the passion was still there. Every night that I came home from running the campaign, you know, you get up 6 a.m. and then you come back, you come back in the house probably about 10 and 11, you know, and that's what I did. I just came back in about between 10 and 11, and I still had the adrenaline of flowing of dealing with residents all day and dealing with different people all day that I said, you know, making music, I own my own studio. So making music was a release for me because running a campaign is very, very difficult. It's not an easy thing to do. So making music was my stress reliever. So I started to compile this music of doing something in a way that I've never done it before by being personal. I studied some of the great writers like Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder. So this record, I said, you know what? I'm going to reflect on who I was growing up in Newark, New Jersey then and who I am in Newark, New Jersey now. And I'm going to be 1,000% honest with my listeners. And I've never done that before, personal honesty. And I said, you know what? I've always remained my mother's son. You know, this has been 2 years in the making of making this album. And I said, Brenda's Son, man, it's just the right time now. And I didn't know that that we will be going through this second pandemic of racism that's been here forever. I didn't realize that George Floyd will be murdered. I didn't realize that his murder will be the equalizer in the feeling of we didn't had enough for Black people. And it just ties my album into it. It's like a soundtrack to a movement.
God shaped us in the darkness of our own mind. Blew breath in the palms of our hands, fashioned the wind at the footsteps of our enemies and called generations into existence. Making a dark stone a cornerstone, created us out of the deep heat of the Sahara, the raging waters rising out of the Gulf of Guinea. Ha! We were born this way, Black on purpose, painted the color of the ocean floor.
Well, you've clearly established yourself as one of the powers that be when it comes to activism in the city of Newark. And on your visuals for the Keep the Faith single, there's a lot of political undertones. Part of the video was shot inside City Hall. I know that's something that's never been done before. And like you've said, you've been politically active for years. You've run for city council. What does the future hold for your political career? Are we going to see another run from Dupre Kelly for city council?
I feel like I am hip. What hip hop looks like growing up now. You know, hip hop gets a bad rap a lot of time because it's a youthful art. And right now, I think arguably for the last 20 years or so, hip hop has been the pop culture. And in my 40 plus years of living, anytime something is the pop culture, it moves society forward. Right. So therefore, if hip hop is the pop culture, it will continue to move society forward. It will continue to get elected officials elected and put into office. Like with my visual. Yeah, it has a lot of undertones because I'm a narrator of the culture. I'm part of the culture and I ran for a political office due to a long conversation that I had with Tupac 20 years ago. Tupac said to me, if we want to really effectively make change in our community, then we have to not just be a part of the, not just be involved in the community and part of the community. We have to be intricate in its soul of the community, you know, and that's what I'm going to do. If that means running for office, we have to, because that's the way you make change by affecting legislation. And we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. Now I think it's time for some new voices to be heard. So yes, I will be running for an elected official seat again.
Well, you've heard it here first. Dupre Kelly will be once again running for city council in the city of Newark. Incredible. Thank you so much for joining me on the WBGO Journal. Dupre, Do It All Kelly, the new single Keep the Faith out now on iTunes.
We held prophets in our bosom and shaped them from hatred and lies. Yeah, we millions of miles away from the songs our great-grandmother sung. Only mama can comfort me from them ghetto ills. I'm authentic and leery of those claiming real. Real dope, real dopes, what's really real? I'm in the kitchen every day trying to chef a meal. Uphill, the climb rough, but I still maneuver well. What you eat, what you kill. Poverty, you make a hitter have zero chill. A believer who could never spin a power wheel. Willpower is all ours, so don't fail. Anything less than anything that faith feels. Faith heals, I'm moving toward it, let's reveal who we are. Original, a big deal. Any different, they probably resemble Bezelbub. I know a block with two or three in the area. Complete trust and confidence, let's level up. Keep the faith from now until the day comes. Yeah, we made it here by faith. Ring shouts and shotguns, stubborn will and prayer warriors. Runaway plots and eloquent speeches in our enemy's tongue. We had to be the brilliance, the actual sun, son. We made something from nothing and turned the bottom into the foundation. So when we move, this whole damn place, yo.
Unbalanced imbalance is where I find a challenge. Trying to escape the vices with no balance.